It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, September 9th, 2020. It's the birthday of Russian author Leo Tolstoy, born in 1828 at his family's estate, Yasnaya Polyana, in the Tula province of Imperial Russia, about 120 miles from Moscow. He wrote his first great novel, War and Peace, in the 1860s, and in 1873 he began work on Anna Karenina, the second of his undisputed masterpieces. He continued to write fiction throughout the 1880s and 1890s. One of his most successful later works was The Death of Ivan Ilyich. He was the youngest of four sons born into an aristocratic family. When his mother died in 1830, his father's cousin took over caring for the children. When their father, Count Nikolai Tolstoy, died just 7 years later, their aunt was appointed their legal guardian. And when she passed away, Tolstoy and his siblings moved on to a second aunt in Kazan. Although he experienced considerable loss at an early age, he would later idealize his childhood memories in his writing. Tolstoy received his primary education at home from French and German tutors. In 1843, he enrolled in an Oriental languages program at the University of Kazan. There, he failed to excel as a student, and his low grades forced him to transfer to an easier program in law. Tolstoy ultimately left the university without a degree, however. He returned to his parents' estate, where he made a go at becoming a farmer. He attempted to lead the farmhands in their work, but he was too often absent on social visits to Tula and Moscow. His stab at becoming the perfect farmer soon proved to be a failure. He did, however, succeed in pouring his energies into keeping a journal, the beginning of a lifelong habit that would inspire much of his fiction. As he was failing on the farm, his older brother Nikolai came to visit while on military leave. Nikolai convinced Tolstoy to join the army. This led to service at Sevastopol in the Ukraine in November 1854, where he fought in the Crimean War through August of the following year. During quiet periods while Tolstoy was in the army, he worked on an autobiographical story called Childhood. In it, he wrote of his fondest childhood memories. In 1852, he submitted the sketch to The Contemporary, the most popular journal of the time. The story was eagerly accepted and became his first published work. Other successful efforts at short fiction soon followed. After the Crimean War and following a period in which he experimented with anarchy, he settled down at Yasnaya Polyana. He married, started a family, and began work on War and Peace, which would become one of the great monuments of 19th century fiction. Following the critical and financial success of Anna Karenina, his second major work, Tolstoy suffered a spiritual crisis. He rejected organized religion and developed his own spiritual beliefs. His writing took on a mystical turn as well, and he focused on religious tracts and moral tales. Tolstoy died on November 20th, 1910, at the age of 82, and to this day, his novels are considered among the finest achievements of the literary world. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 9th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.